Archives of this and other programs can be found at howistheshow.com/podcasts. You can also join the How Is the Show podcast group on Facebook.
Hello and welcome to the How Is the Show Voltage Fashion Amplified 2010 podcast. I'm David DeYoung. We're recording live this year from King's Wine Bar in South Minneapolis at 4555 Grand Avenue South. That's the noise you hear in the background. I'm here with Anna Lee, the Voltage producer and the head of MN Fashion, and Charles Gehr, the band coordinator, once again for Voltage. Hey, guys.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Welcome to King's. So before we get into it, we're going to hear some tracks from every band that's playing Voltage this year, and we're going to talk a little bit about the designers and the special things you're going to be seeing at this year's show. And before we get started with the first track, Anna, what's new this year? Is there anything that hasn't been done before? Or just tell me a little bit about what's going to happen at Voltage Quartet.
One thing we love about Voltage is that we can reinvent different elements of it every year, just trying to keep it fresh. And, you know, this year, same as last year, your ticket gets you the beautiful collector's lookbook and a CD download card of all the bands. Another thing that we're going to have at the show this year, that we did last year as well, but it's going to be expanded a little bit more, is we're doing a pop-up boutique near the in the pool table area.
Okay.
At First Ave. And we did really well. The designers did really well last year with that. But they've prepped a bit more this year because we had a buyer event in January showing all the local boutiques, what the designers have been planning for spring. And they placed orders back in January. They've been working with a team of volunteer sewers that our sewing cooperative team has put together. And so you're going to see... things from the runway that's going to be in this little store in the pool table area. But it's also allowing the designers to go a bit more crazy on the runway because they know what they're going to sell. And then the runway really just, like, makes you want to buy it.
So people will be able to actually buy some of the items by designers or
similar
items.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all coming around. So.
That's a big merch booth.
Yeah, a gigantic merch booth.
A super merch booth.
Yeah.
Part of the reason we're at King's is I've got a couple other events to mention coming up before April 16th. Friday, April 16th is the day of the show this year at First Avenue. Tickets are $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Doors are at 8, the show is at 9. And, of course, it's a fundraiser for your organization, Anna, MN Fashion. A couple other events leading up to that are the CD release party, and we're going to hear tracks from the CD in just a moment. The CD release party is at Transmission at Clubhouse Jaeger, DJ Jake Root's Transmission, on Wednesday, April 7th. And then we've got another special listening party here at King's Wine Bar on Tuesday, April 13th, where we'll play the CD all the way through, at least once, maybe twice, and maybe play some tracks from the other CDs as well. The CD release at Transmission, I think Jake normally plays tracks from the CD and other songs by the bands involved, past and present. It just becomes a dance party of sorts. And here at King's, we'll do something a little different and just play you the CD, a little bit more straightforward. And both of those events, I'm sure you'll see Voltage designers, band members, committee members, chilling out in the days coming up to the show, because it's always such a relaxing period of time leading up to Voltage.
Yeah, we're all just trying to figure out what to do with our time.
Well, the bands this year are incredibly excited. We've got a great lineup of Blue Sky Blackout, Red Pens, Caroline Smith and the Goodnight Sleeps, Maida, and Ruby Isle. And we're going to just dig right into the music right now and hear a track from Blue Sky Blackout. It's an exclusive song on the Voltage CD, not available anywhere else as yet. Though it's coming out on a Sustones Three side very soon. This is Blue Sky Blackout, and Somebody Said That You Loved Me. We'll be right back. Blue Sky Blackout and Somebody Said That You Love Me, which is the first track on the Voltage Fashion Amplified CD this year, and Blue Sky Blackout, the band that will be kicking off Voltage. Charles Gere, you're back coordinating bands again this year. Tell me about these guys.
Well, Blue Sky Blackout is a really great local sort of super group. They have a record that's going to be released on the local Sustones record, which is at Ackerson's label. And it's comprised of members of Astronaut Wife, Landing Gear, and Mercurial Rage, all like great local rock bands, fronted by Christian Erickson. Something you definitely have to see live. Great band live.
Yeah, I think this is Christian's first time fronting a band. He's really getting into it.
He's really good at it. Really, really, really good at it. For not having done it before, I was really surprised.
The coolest thing about this band is like, and why it's exciting to see them live, it's like they're comprised, is it five or six? How many? They're all rock stars, every single member of this band. So it's like, usually, you know, there's like one person that kind of takes the lead as the rock star, maybe the singer.
Uh-huh.
But you just look down this line of cool dudes when they're playing, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
This is an impressive lineup of smartly dressed young men who really play guitar. So.
Speaking of smartly dressed, they're going to be clothed by the Black Blue Boutique over in St. Paul. It's a menswear boutique run by Steve King, and he is outfitting these guys with stuff from his store. So we have a slightly different take. Generally, we have designers. This year, we've got a stylist for them.
It's hard to imagine them being better dressed than they already are, so this
treat. You know, and one of the exciting things about this year is we've got two menswear designers in the show. And actually, Raul Osorio is the one who opens up the show. He's the first designer out. He's got some really fabulous menswear, kind of mariachi-inspired, or, you know, just like really beautiful. I think guys are going to find some of the pieces... some pieces very accessible, and they'll definitely go out and buy it. Some of the pieces a bit more ostentatious, and the right man's going to wear that. But Raul also does some women's wear as well that he's going to be featuring at the show. But as far as menswear goes in the Twin Cities, it's pretty exciting what he's doing. The next designer up will be Frances Zaire, and she works a lot with organic cottons. She works with very like basic shapes, but very tailored. And she's working with a few new silhouettes this year. She's another one of our new designers. We've got a whole fresh group of designers this year. I think there's only a few designers that have even been in Voltage before. But we're really impressed with what the designers are putting out there. It's one of those things where I think we're astounded at how many designers just keep showing up or have been here doing their thing, and I think it's an incredible season for fashion in the Twin Cities.
So this is definitely not a show you're going to be one you want to be late for, because Blue Sky Blackout will go on nine sharp.
Yeah, you know, I think the latest we've ever held the show is maybe about 10 minutes.
Okay.
We try to keep it pretty well. Actually, the show is really well run. Our stage manager and technical director, Sarah and Beth, run a pretty tight show, and we don't start late, so you want to get there early.
Since I'm on the committee, as many of you know, full disclosure here, I've seen the spreadsheet with the timeline. It is down to the minute.
It certainly is. However, we find that sometimes the show gets a little bit later because we're working with a lot of creative people, but we start with a pretty solid schedule and solid show.
Cool. And up second on the lineup on Friday night, April 16th, is going to be Red Pens, a two-piece band who have gotten an incredible amount of buzz here in the Twin Cities over the past year. And we're going to hear a track from them and come back and talk a little bit more. This is Red Pens and Weekdays.
Make your life drag on. Ooh.
and Red Pens and Weekdays here on the Voltage 2010 podcast. Charles Gehr, tell me about Red Pens.
Well, Red Pens is a obviously local duo comprised of Laura Bennett and Howard Hamilton III.
Howard W. Hamilton.
Yes.
and Laura F. Bennett.
Really, really great band. Really great band to see live, too. And frankly, as a drummer, like, I personally think that Laura Bennett is one of my favorite drummers. I've watched her, like, her evolve over time in all of these different bands. Mm-hmm. She's really fun to watch, and she can really hit. And, like, you know, very charismatic as well as a drummer. Also one of the best people on the planet. Howard is a great guitar player with a tremendous sound that is all due to his playing and his gear. Kind of reminds me... similar to Blue Sky Blackout, where I don't really know where to place them, but I hear a lot of Sonic Youth and things like that in their music. But they're not Sonic Youth.
Right.
They're a totally different band. Great band. Great band to see live.
There's a lot of, not so much muddy, but this like discordant, just huge sound that has a really emotional appeal for me. And you hear it in that song, too. I think there's kind of a drippy sadness in there while it's still punching forward.
Mm-hmm.
And another great live band, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Lee, what's going on during Red Pens?
Well, Red Pens is being being dressed by Red Shoe Clothing Company, Carrie Riley. And I have to say...
Red Pens. Is there a color coordination thing going on here?
Yeah. Blue Sky Blackout, Black Blue. Anyway, so Carrie Riley, Red Shoe Clothing Company, the one designer who, in one way or another, has been involved with Voltage every year.
I called her a veteran in my piece that I did on
her. She is a veteran and a damn good designer, too. I'm really excited to see what she brings together for Red Pens. On the runway, we've got Kelson, and that collection is by Breanne Jones, and she is a returning Voltage designer. I think she was in our show in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And her stuff is very sculptural, very beautiful. What we're seeing from her this year is a little bit more, street. Which is kind of exciting. She's got some really incredible leggings, and just, I think that she's playing with things a bit more, she's getting a bit more edgy, and her stuff's always been adventurous, but I think she's having a lot of fun with what she's doing. I'm really excited for her collection. The next designer is Elena Mercurio, and she's our youngest designer, I believe. She just she graduated from Stout.
Okay.
Wisconsin last spring, and she's been, she's been kind of all over the place, doing a lot of studying over. I think she did some time. She was studying in Finland. She's been, you know, different. She was interning in LA for a while, so she's been really active, and we're excited to see what she does in the Twin Cities here.
I should mention that all the designers you're talking about are also being profiled on the L'Etoile magazine
blog. Yeah.
And she was one who's recently written up over there. And I think that going through all of the major designers, Kate Iverson and her crew over there are profiling them in the way that How Is the Show is profiling the bands one by one. So if you want more information on some of the designers, go head over to L'Etoile magazine and check
that out. Absolutely. Yep. They're doing such a great job. I love it.
Anything else on the fashion for that segment? I should also mention, if we didn't, if you're afraid of not seeing the clothing that the bands are wearing, they also come out on the runway. It's not just them playing. They will come out and do their turn on the runway, correct?
Oh, yeah. Towards the end, we've got the... at the end of the set, we have a bit of a curtain call, and the collections come out, and the bands come out with their designer as well. So.
Cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing that segment as well. Moving right along, third band in the lineup is Caroline Smith and the Good Night Sleeps. And here's a track from the Voltage CD that you may be familiar with from Caroline. It's called Tying My Shoes.
Hit me in the face.
Smith and the Good Night Sleeps and Tying My Shoes. Charles Gehr.
Yes.
We've got another great band in Voltage this year.
Yeah.
What's up with that, you guys?
I don't know. I don't know how that works out. Caroline Smith, like, what a doll. I know her personally, and I'd say the only word that comes to mind is moxie. She has an incredible amount of moxie, and she's a real go-getter. She worked really, 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 really hard with this project. And it's been, like, kind of slowly, I don't know if slow is the right word, quickly percolating. I think she's doing a really good job.
As well, she deserves it. She's a really controlled performer. It's just, she's great to see, whether she's playing just with her her small two-piece with Jesse Schuster. They're playing, is it three-piece for this show?
I think it is three-piece.
Okay. With Arlen Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer on drums.
Right, yes, that's right. I say that, like, I mean, for a style of music that has done quite a lot, there are a lot of people out there who do a similar type of music, but she's one of the performers that I've seen who actually expresses herself the best in this arena. She does a really good job. Like, what you see when you see Caroline Smith is Caroline Smith, which is performing. It's like there's no separation. It's really interesting. It's not an illusion. This is really her. It's good stuff.
Cool. What's going on the runway, Anna?
Well, Caroline Smith is going to be dressed by Voltage Darlings, Calpurnia Peach. They've been doing some really incredible things over the last year, and they've opened up their own studio in Northeast and went to their spring preview event about a month or two ago.
Those two are becoming kind of the rock stars of the fashion world in this town.
I think so. Actually, a lot of the... Actually, all of the band designers are rock stars in their own right, and that's what we're really excited about this year, because we've got just some great designers. So Calpurnia Peach, they've really been kicking ass with their work. They've developed quite a following, and a dedicated following of people, and they've been just creating beautiful work, and they're just no disappointment there. I'm actually commissioning a dress from them for the spring myself. I'm really thrilled with what they're doing. So, looking forward to seeing how they outfit the band. On the runway, we've got Christine Carmichael Clave, and she was in Voltage this last year. Does very beautiful, kind of somewhat menswear inspired. Actually, the two runway designers are both somewhat menswear inspired, but very, very feminine collections too. So lots of, like, hats and spats and little headdresses
and
hats and spats, yes. And like, between the two collections, I think people are going to find a lot of elements that they find to be like very accessible, but also very unique. The other designer is Danielle Everine, and she also is doing the menswear-inspired collections, but great little vests, and she's working with hat designer Angie Sandifer. I think this segment is going to be like beautiful and darling and really strong.
Cool. That's a good description. I can see it being all of those things.
Yeah.
Moving along with the music, fourth in the Voltage lineup this year is Maida, and here's a song from the CD called My Circuitry.
And it all starts when you jump into my circuitry. The cold kisses the skin like the blood rushes in and out like. What do? You're in the searchlight now, yelling back at the guard dogs. And my head is a mess. Your comfort level's getting close to death. So you grit your teeth, throw on your cross trainers, cause you can get lost in me.
Maida and My Circuitry. Charles Gere.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Maida is a Twin Cities group fronted by Maida Miller, who does pretty much everything in this group. I didn't know what to expect when I received the package with her CDs in it, but then I popped them in. I read the bio. This is what I remember about it. It was in an Asian restaurant menu, so it looked like an Asian restaurant menu. And I didn't know.
The CDs came that way?
The actual press kit, the bio.
Okay,
and,
I haven't seen that.
So I opened it up, not realizing that I was reading like an Asian restaurant menu. You know, it was really cool, and it really screamed at me. You know, so I put the CDs in. I listened to them in my car. I thought they were like really, really, really good. It was really impressive right off the bat, without ever having seen her before. That being said, these are some of the influences that she refers to as influences for her. Sly and the Family Stone, Curtis Mayfield, David Bowie, Gilda Radner, Bruce Lee, Jackson 5, Nine Inch Nails, Garbage, Skip James, The Clash, Chick Webb, etc., etc. So we're talking like all sorts of different genres. And if you listen to the record, you can hear all of those different genres of music, while at the same time, it's like it's still its own type of R&B, sort of like R&B soul type of thing.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it really closely, you'll hear all kinds of really creative musical quotes that like date back to the big band period, like they're using Duke Ellington stuff, throwing it in there ever so slightly. It's really sound music.
She's
incredible.
She's really sharp, and she's definitely got her own sound, and she's... We didn't mention that, but she's working with Michael Bland as her drummer, and
yes,
she's out on his record label,
yep,
which is Sonic Matrimony Collective,
yes,
and they've collaborated on this stuff, and it's an amazing thing when they all come together. And I'm almost scared to what this is going to... I've seen them live a few times, and they just really kill on stage.
Yeah, an amazing performer.
So what's Maida going to be wearing at Voltage in her band?
She's going to be wearing designs by Laura Falk.
Okay, another Voltage veteran.
Yeah, another Voltage veteran and another designer who's doing some really incredible stuff right now. Laura's really kind of branched out on her own. She's got some... she's got a backer now. She has a huge show happening during Fashion Week, which I should say, although we do have some pre-Fashion Week events April 9th and 10th, Voltage kicks off Spring Fashion Week, Spring MN Fashion Week, April 16th, goes till April 25th. You should check out mnfashionweek.com for the full schedule. We've got over 36 events. Some of them happening over a few days. So it's... April's a wild month. Really, really happy.
Is MN Fashion Week relatively new to Minnesota? Is it, or has it always been around pre-Voltage and pre-MN Fashion organization?
Voltage gave birth to MN Fashion, okay, you know, as an organization. I mean, it's a very vivid way of putting it. But
it's really grown.
But made way for that. And then we started, actually starting with Voltage, the second year we did it, in 2005, we started doing... Fashion Weekend, just to celebrate what was going on with the Voltage designers, so they could, you know, have a platform to sell their work beyond a show. And then we started doing it in the fall. It started growing. It went from a weekend to a full week, and now it's
a pretty big deal.
Yeah, now it's a pretty big deal, and we have such a broad spectrum of the different fashion communities in the Twin Cities involved, from the Goldstein Museum to... different independent designers in different communities. There's even an event with the Textile Center, the Walker, Walker Art Center gift shop has an event, the t-shirt market the day after Voltage. There's stuff happening all over the place.
Events are all over the Twin Cities, some even in St. Paul.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. There's a lot of things going on in St. Paul. But anyway, to get back to the designers
yep,
in the show. Laura Falk will be designing for Maida. Very excited about that. And the two runway designers, George Moskal, who has been in Voltage before. He left Minneapolis for a year or two, was in Portland, and he's now back and doing some really gorgeous pieces. A lot of like a mixture of bright and dark colors, and lots of just silks and impeccable construction, very beautiful. And then the other designer, other runway designer, there is Kevin Cramp, and he does a lot of knitwear, sweater knits, and stuff like that. And he does very avant-garde stuff, very exciting. He got his training in London, I believe it was at St. Martin, but. He is back in the Twin Cities. Actually, he's in Winona. He's working for St. Croix Knits, which is pretty incredible. And we're really excited to have him in the show this year. It really harkens to the more avant-garde stuff that we were doing when we started Voltage. But really, he's got a great vision for the stuff that he's working on. So.
Cool. Another exciting piece. I'm really... Doing these podcasts really gets me even more excited to see the show than I already am, because I can't get my head around picturing this necessarily the way you describe it. I guess I just have to wait and see myself.
Well, and I have to express, too, something that's a little bit, that's definitely new this year, and I'm, in a way I have to gloss over as we're talking about this, but I need to point out that each of these runway designers are working with a stylist team. So they've got their fashion stylist hair and makeup, but they also have an accessories designer or two that they're working with. So we've brought in the accessories designers. If you want, you can check out voltagefashionamplified.com to check out the runway designers are. We've got them profiled on our website and also in the lookbook. But we've got about 25 designers or design groups this year that are represented. So we've got everything's going to be just styled out, you know, on the runway. And you know, pretty much what you see on the runway is, especially with like the accessories and stuff like that, very much available and very much done designed by locally based designers.
Great,
very cool.
Well, we're moving along now to the fifth band in the show, the headliner, so to speak, or at least the last one to play, is Ruby Isle. And you'll be interested in, if you haven't heard of Ruby Isle, Charles will be here after we hear the song to tell you a little bit more about them. This song is called Hey, Hey, Hey. Gear, spill the beans on this band.
Okay. Well, Ruby Isle is a collaboration between Mark Malman, local performer Mark Malman, and Dan Geller, who is from Athens, Georgia, actually. This is the first time we've had somebody who's actually going to be flown in for Voltage. It's a collaboration between the two of them. Dan Geller is in a band called I Am the World Trade Center, which is a very popular dance band. And they've been doing this thing where they've been basically emailing each other tracks and recording like on the fly. It's really great pop music, and if you like Mark Malman, you'll really like this, because this is the super, super pop version, like the upbeat pop version of Mark Malman. Really great dance tunes, really great pop songs.
You get to see a slightly different side of Malman live when he performs with Ruby Isle.
Yeah.
He's still Mark Malman, and he may climb on things and so forth, but it's not the same show. You know, it's a distinct musical entity, which I think people realize once they see them, or even you know, just hearing this track, it shows you.
Very true. Like, far less piano-driven and more, like, new wave dance music-driven.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
we
are allowed to keep trying hard. Aaron Pirro, probably not talking about Ruby Isle, but he could have been. That is what people. That is a lot of people's reaction when they see him. Anna, tell me what Ruby Isle is going to be wearing at Voltage this year.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Anthem Heart comes up with for Ruby Isle. Anthem Heart's they're a couple of rock stars themselves, and team them up with Mark Mahlman, and I think we're in for a bit of
I think they're doing the poster, or what are they? They're doing something else for Voltage.
Oh, they're doing our limited edition T-shirts.
The limited edition T-shirts.
Yeah, and we've got Aesthetic Apparatus doing our limited edition gig posters as well. On the runway, we've got PFT Couture. Gorgeous, incredible, amazing, impeccably designed silk dresses. And I have to say, this is the first year that it's since 2005 that I'm in Voltage. So I'm designing headdresses for awesome. Paws collection.
Any feathers? Or, I haven't seen your work.
Lots of feathers. I'm not going to talk about myself too much, but I just like to, like, I blush every time that I start talking about, like, I'm in Voltage this year, oh my goodness. Anyway, but PFT Couture, definitely one to watch. A lot of people have been watching her, and she does a lot of, you know, bridal wear, but her stuff is definitely couture and impeccable, gorgeous. I think I'll also be wearing PFT Couture to the show. So I think she's putting together a collection that's going to be a bit more ready to wear. But she's also doing a few couture pieces for like the end of her runway segment. So I think people are going to be really, really stunned by what she puts out there. And then the final designer of the evening, Emma Berg. And she is...
all these rock stars.
I know, nothing but rock stars. Emma Berg of MPLS Art. She's a curator. She is also a designer. I don't know if many people know that about her, but her work is very sculptural, very beautiful. I think her inspiration this year was Auntie Mame. And Auntie Mame, the movie. Anyway, so it's like very bright colors. She's worked with a...
It's good to be here at King's Wine Bar so we can be harassed by John Schreiner while recording already. But, you know, I think that's part of the reason. That is part of the reason we're here, folks, because we love it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I know that Emma worked with the Lab Digital. They did some digital prints for her on silk. She worked, I believe, with Mike Cena on an original print. And, it's going to be beautiful, kind of... like, eye candy, kind of blow your mind colors.
Does Emma Berg have some special accessory designer this year?
Yeah, Robin Robinson.
I was reading about that.
And and Christopher Straub as well.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I wish we had a little bit more time where I'd go through all the accessories designers that are working with all the runway designers and talk a bit more about that, but I think people just have to go to the show and see what's what.
So let's run through the overall stuff then again. The show is Friday, April 16th at First Avenue. Doors at 8, show at 9. Get your tickets soon. They are cheaper also if you buy them in advance. $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Where all can they get those tickets?
At First Avenue, which is highly recommended, or any Ticketmaster outlet. They've got a list of the outlets, you know, like Down in the Valley, Electric Fetus, things like that. I would not, like, I always recommend doing it that way versus online with Ticketmaster because you pay a bunch of fees. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, the best thing to do is go to your local record shop and just buy the tickets there. I think maybe there's like a $1 fee that way versus... and that's included in the $25.
Save yourself some money, and you'll have more to spend on accessories at the show and merchandise. And it is a fundraiser, of course, for MN Fashion. What else did they get with their tickets? That was an important thing. They get the lookbook. They get...
and the CD download card.
And any special events that they're also admitted to?
Oh, we've got the Voltage After Party at Ohm Restaurant.
Okay.
If you bring your ticket with you, you can get into our after party. That'll be going till about 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you have dinner there before the show, show, you get valet parking for $5. And I think there's a Twins game that night, too, so parking's going to be at a premium. So get your valet for $5.
So people should be at dinner. The show should be wrapping up somewhere around midnight, so people have time to get down to Ulm for that after party. Friday, April 16th at First Avenue. Just once again, the CD release party for the music that you heard tonight, the Voltage 2010 compilation, which was once again produced for us. Special thanks to Copycats Media and Rare Form Mastering and our own Chris Larson from Pinstripe for the artwork on the CD. And to myself, David Young, for coordinating the CD. And that will be a CD release at Clubhouse Jaeger for DJ Jake Root's transmission on Wednesday, the 7th of April. Coming right up. And then listening party at King's on Tuesday, April 13th. We'll spin the CD again. Anything else that we should be mentioning before we wrap up another Voltage podcast?
We'll see you on the 16th.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you at First Avenue, Friday, April 16th, for Voltage Fashion Amplified 2010.